listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Eater. A motorbike rider has died in Rockhampton overnight despite the best efforts of emergency services. It's believed he fell on the Bruce Highway just south of the Yeppin roundabout, sustaining critical injuries around 10:30. Southbound lanes of the highway were closed for much of the night but have since reopened. Anyone with info on the crash should reach out to the Forensic Crash Unit, which is investigating. As central Queenslanders wait for mayoral results to be confirmed more than a week after the election, a review has been launched into the way voting day was handled. Premier Stephen Miles says long lines and a shortage of ballot papers shouldn't be happening, prompting a deep dive ahead of the state election in October. The final postal votes will be accepted today, soon revealing the next mayor of Livingston, while in Rocky, Edward Oram has officially been named the Division 4 councillor, replacing long-serving Ellen Smith. And Epilepsy Queensland is calling for early learning educators to be trained in recognising the disease, with under five-year-olds among the most commonly diagnosed. CEO Chris Doherty says education is vital, particularly in younger age groups, to prevent teasing, bullying and further stigmatisation.
It's actually the stigma, the discrimination and the social impact of having epilepsy that really has an impact on people's lives and the lives of their families.
Rockies Riverfront and a number of Cap Coast destinations are being lit in purple to mark National Epilepsy Week. In sport, the Capras have some work to do over the Easter break after both our men and women suffered identical losses and slow second halves. Both sides were leading against Mackay Cutters at halftime, only to be defeated 26-14 at the weekend. CQ will face the Burleigh Bears in their first outing at Rugby Park after the Easter break.